You know how we talk about that at some point it's going to be Idiocracy. You know, the movie Idiocracy is going to come true at some point. And we're going to wake up and go.
What do you mean at some point? You and I have been saying for years that we're there.
We are there. This is the scary thing. Today, a story came out and I went, oh, crap. We need to buy a lot of Carl's Jr. Stock.
Yet another story that is proving Idiocracy is happening.
Another story today. You ready for this?
Oh, God, no. I'm not ready for it.
Wrong inmate released from county jail.
What?
Yeah. They released the wrong person from jail. No, I was already in jail. I had my face sat on and everything.
Wait, how is that possible? How could they release the wrong person?
Okay, Randolph County Sheriff Aaron Wilson said employees accidentally released a 24-year-old girl instead of another inmate. The two women got permission to switch cells.
Oh.
And the employees did not really know what was going on. And when they walked in, they went, you're free, go. And she didn't say a word and went, oh, okay. And she kind of looked like the other chick. So they said, dumbass, you're supposed to be over there.
Wait, did they get permission to switch cells because one of them was going to be freed? Was this like a scam that they were running, or that just was a happenstance? Like one of the girls, they just switched cells and the girl ended up getting released.
Yeah, I think she just wanted to switch, and they did rock, paper, scissors, and they got the better cell, I guess. And it just didn't click in the people's head that's not the right girl.
In a prison, I would think that they would, look at your number, check out your name, maybe a fingerprint, just do something to identify you before they just release you. But I've been in a situation like this before. So when I was, most people, when they first go to college, since you've never been to college, you don't know this. But when you first go to college, your first year, your freshman year, you have to live on campus and you have to live in a dorm. That's just part of the experience. They make you do it. You don't have much of a choice unless you have some special dispensation. But in my day, you didn't. Like you had to live. I think it's still like you have to live in a dorm your first year. So I'm in my dorm and my roommate had terrible allergies. And they figured out that our room was too close to where there was like this big giant air conditioning unit right outside our window. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's the problem. It's the air conditioner. So we were roommates. So we had to move together because they paired you up for some random reason. So instead of her just leaving, we both left. We went to a completely different floor. We switched rooms with these two other girls. So one of these other girls had, I guess, a guy that she would hook up with, but the guy would just kind of like open the window and climb in for like a hookup. Yes. No joke. But didn't bother to say, I guess, when you're just hooking up with some rando on campus, you don't go around to all the guys on campus and be like, hey, I'm in a different room now. Hey, I'm in a different, it's not your boyfriend. Mm. It's like literally you went out to the local bar, you got trashed. And that's your friend with benefits. Like that's your hookup, whatever. So my roommate and I are fast asleep. It's our first night in our new room. And we hear the window being open. I thought that she had a guy and she thought I had a guy. So neither one of us really said anything. And the guy comes in and he's like, Mary Beth, Mary Beth. And we're like, okay, neither one of us are named Mary Beth. So we didn't, So we both woke up and like put the light on. We're like, what are you doing here? Like, who are you? Like, why are you here? And who are you here to see? But we realized that he was looking for the girl that used to be. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for Mary Beth. She used to be in this room. Like, yeah, shouldn't live here anymore. So in a college environment, that makes sense. In a prison, you might want to be a little more careful about who you move around. I'm just saying, like,
check
keep
a
track
fingerprint.
Of that shit.
Check a fingerprint, maybe. Look, but we actually have video of the jailbreak of what happened.
Hi, excuse me. I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison today, sir.
Yeah, supposed to be getting out.
You're in the wrong line, dumbass. over there.
I'm sorry. I'm in a big dumbass.
Sorry.
Hey, let this dumbass through.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what happened.
Right. This is right what happened in Idiocracy, where he realizes he's smarter than everybody else, and he conned them into releasing him.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in that line, dumbass, yeah. Not this line.
Right.
Yeah, so it's, and she's dressed exactly like him, too. She was in orange, and she looks very happy that she is free now.
Right, is her name not sure?
Can you imagine going to a girl, wrong girl. What are you talking about? No, I let, okay. She wanted out. I let her out.
Okay, so I'm not trying to one-up you necessarily, but I think I'm going to one-up you right now in the dumbass category.
Oh, okay? No.
Yeah, I sent you some audio today, and I want you to hang on to it for me and get it ready. Like, hold on to it for me. Let me explain the story, and then I will tell you when you can play the audio I sent you today, okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you saw the story. This is one of these things. There's so much going on in the world. This is one of those stories that happened a couple of days ago, and nobody was talking about it because there's so many bigger stories in the world. And this almost got through the cracks. But thank God we are here for you to make sure you don't miss this very important story. ESPN got catfished this week by a fake high school in Ohio. Now, this sounds like the plot to an Adam Sandler movie. You know, like a fake high school, and they put a football team together and they come in and they win the big tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It actually happened in real life. So this week, ESPN aired a Canton, Ohio matchup between IMG Academy, one of the nation's top high school football programs,
mm-hmm.
and another high school called Bishop Sycamore. It was a normal matchup. You know, the only problem was Bishop Sycamore is not a real high school. It's not even a real team. It's a bunch of guys who got together, and a lot of them are much older than high school. It was a whole wide range of ages. Just a bunch of guys.
New York Giants.
Yeah, right. They decided to play football, put a team together, and they conned their way in. So Bishop Sycamore had told ESPN they had numerous Division I recruits, just as IMG Academy did. Like, they have recruits, so do we. So the announcers, this is the moment when ESPN goes, huh, we can't find any of the names of their players as recruits. So here's the audio of what happened during the football game when ESPN was catfished by Bishop Sycamore, a high school that does not exist.
Bishop Sycamore told us they had a number of Division I prospects on their roster. To be frank, a lot of that we could not verify, and they did not show up in our database. They did not show up in the databases of other.
Gee, they couldn't verify it.
So it's okay. If that's what you're telling us, fine. That's how we take it in. From what we've seen so far, this is not a fair fight, and there's got to be a point now, Luke, where you do worry about health and safety.
Why is the quarterback 72 years old?
Well, that's the whole thing. A lot of these guys, Bishop Sycamore, are adults, and they're playing high school kids.
But the high school kids are kicking their ass.
Yeah, they're
30-0 right now in the second half. And,
yeah. And quite honestly, Bishop Sycamore, because they're adults and they're playing against children, and they're beating the crap out of them, and they're doing. Bishop Sycamore is doing very well.
Maybe a kid or two here
against these kids that are, you know, Division I recruits, and they're like, God, we're supposed to be the best in high school. How are we losing to these guys? So here's the funny thing. So before it was revealed, before anyone even Googled like Bishop Sycamore High School, like where is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
People were attacking ESPN for that commentary, saying, I can't believe you're not giving these kids a fair shot. You know, these kids are playing really well. Can't that be enough for you? Why do you have to Google them and figure out who's who? You know, you're such star fuckers. Like, you should see, if you look at the Twitter threads underneath what I just showed you, it's people like really going after ESPN, being like, you know, how dare you shame these kids for not being your standard of good enough. Well, then it came out that Bishop Sycamore is not a real team. It's so not a real high school.
Before they put this on TV, they couldn't Google the school to see anything about them. That doesn't make any sense. How can you put this on national television without doing maybe 5 minutes of research?
But that's the point. Look, you just told me a story about a prison who let the wrong inmate go. So no one does any research anymore. You know, the thing is, Bishop Sycamore was not even a member of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
See, that doesn't make any sense at all.
And they got in there. They got in there and they played. If you go to their website, there's no address. Like, you should go to the website. It's just like, it should just be a website of some guy in a football uniform standing there giving everybody the finger.
So nobody could even Google it. Nobody could go there and look. So they built a website probably just for this.
Yeah.
To fake ESPN.
Yeah.
And real football teams can't get on ESPN.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, most of the guys on the team are the reason why they know each other. They have a paintball team. These guys are they're part of this. They go to this paintball event together and they've bonded and decided that this would be hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, somebody's getting fired over that.
See, I told you this would be the year I got into sports.